Greetings, everybody, and welcome to a very special Blackheart Gold podcast. This is Adam Jacoby, and I am joined by one of the most famous Iowa Hawkeyes of the last 30 years, and certainly one of the most famous native Iowans to ever play for the Hawkeyes. Please say hello to Mr. Tim Dwight. Tim, how are you today?
Adam, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's one of the most tolerable days in Iowa in probably the last 6 or 8 weeks. You know, I've had windows open all day, and you don't get to do that a whole lot in July and August.
No, you don't. You're right about that. I've been in the state over the last 2 weeks, and finally the weather has broke.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been nice.
So what are you doing here in Iowa?
I'm starting to create a renewable industry business here in the solar aspect. I'm a solar integrator and own a small company out in California, and I want to bring the solar market to Iowa. So I'm developing projects across the state to show the technology and see if we can't dive into this as a state to create jobs and to create growth in this renewable energy business.
Excellent. And what's the business called?
We're called Integrated Power Corporation.
Okay.
iPower for short.
Excellent.
And we're just we're a design engineering firm that kind of coordinates the whole supply chain and develops projects and installs the projects. Going pretty good. It's pretty fun. You know, you sit down with the client and you help them out.
Yeah.
And you're helping out the planet.
Yeah. How often does it take you to Iowa?
Quite a bit. I'm about 50-50 now. I spend a lot, you know, sometimes still in California, but over the last year I've spent a lot of time back here just understanding the players in the game here and seeing where there's opportunity to demonstrate this technology and also show people what we can do in the state and just see the potential, you know. And also, you know, you can have this great technology and you can do all the design you want, but you have to have the trades to put it in. So we're also developing training regimens to educate and to train our workforce here in the state to install technology, you know, install the systems and manage the systems, maintain the systems. So it's a lot of work, a lot of stuff going on.
Sure. Does that give you much time?
The other way.
Exactly. Yeah. Does that give you much time to have any contact with the Hawkeyes these days?
I watched them before. I haven't paid attention to any type of football much lately over the last year. I didn't watch too many. I watched a lot of Iowa games last year. Went to the bowl game. I didn't watch much of the NFL, and lately I haven't been watching much football at all. I've been pretty buried with this job and you know, with this industry. So I haven't been paying too much attention. I figure when the games start going, you know, that's when it really matters. So I'll start watching here next month.
What'd you think of them last year?
Oh, fantastic. I mean, how exciting. What, you know, everybody's complained about how close the games were last year, and, you know, that's just football. I mean, that's kind of where the parity's becoming is, you know, it's about making plays and believing in yourselves and finishing football games. And I thought that, you know, that's like one of the best aspects you can have as a football team is how you finish. And this team could finish. Well, last year's team could finish, and we'll see if this team can do the same. But, yeah, I mean, that shows a lot in character, shows a lot in coaching of how far these guys are along, what they're believing in. So I was so ecstatic to watch this team compete last year and to come late in games and win games like they did and then go down to the bowl game and then take care of business. But it was fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun to watch these kids grow, and I'm looking forward to this year. And, you know, you can't have too many expectations. We played great last year, but every year is different, and we'll just see what these guys are ready to rumble, you know, this fall.
Who do you like in the receiving corps? Do you think DJK or McNutt is poised for a better year this year?
Well, you know, as a receiver, you know, the more you play and the more reps you get, especially during game set type situations and the plays that you make, you get better. And I think both those kids are going to have pretty good years if we can keep Stanzi in the pocket. And, you know, I think he's going to be a lot better this year, a lot more comfortable with the season he had last year. So the key is just keeping those guys healthy. As long as we can keep our playmakers healthy, I think we got a good shot at being pretty successful this year. So, I think both those guys are going to step up and they're going to play well. I mean, you hope we keep them on the field and they keep making plays like they did last year. And it's just exciting to have those type of players come back and Stanzi come back. And you know, our defense, our linebackers, we got to fill some roles there and a little bit on the offensive line. But, you know, I think Kirk's shown that every year over the last 5-6 years is that he just keeps filling those needs that we lose, the losses that we have. He keeps filling them with great players that come in and play hard and they're coachable and, you know, they make plays. So, yeah, we'll just, you know, every year is a new year, you know, but you think, you know, as you become older and you become more of a veteran that you plan on playing even better, you know, the next year that shows up. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, we got some games. We got to start off here and when's the first game? Late August?
September 4th,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, so that'd be a nice little, just get the cobwebs off in that game and then, you know, get ready for Iowa State. But, you know, you can't overlook any game on our schedule because, you know, the way that teams are nowadays and the offenses they're running and some of the defenses are putting pressure on the quarterback, you just never know when you're going to trip up. So, you know, you got to take care of what game's in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you watch, the Hawkeyes, especially like if you, get the chance to go to Kinnick, like, do you miss being there on the field or is it more of a, you know, that was then and this is now sort of situation for you?
Yeah, most of the latter. I mean, I had a great career here in Iowa. I had a lot of fun and I played in front of my peers in my hometown and that was my time back in the mid-90s. And, no, I have a lot of pride when I come back and get full enjoyment of sitting in the stands and watching the crowd and getting, you know, and also cheering. I mean, there's a couple of times last year where, especially the Indiana game where there are a lot of people who are moaning and complaining. And I'm just like, listen, you know, we got to do our part too. We got to get loud and proud and we got to cheer. And sure enough, we start coming back that game. We end up winning that game. And, you know, it's a lot of fun being in the stands. I mean, you had your time and that was great. But, now you got to play your role as a fan and maybe, you know, getting over to practice sometimes and give my 2 cents. But, no, I fully enjoy going to Kinnick on game day as a spectator, and you know there's some things that you never got to take it, you know, you never got to do like tailgating any of that stuff you do when you're playing. So, and I didn't do much of that when I was younger, obviously. So now you can, it's, you know, it's nice to have that social aspect, but then also, you know, pay attention to what's going on in the games. The way I watch games, I watch them kind of like a coach. I'm always paying attention to, you know, what as a receiver now, what the defense is trying to do and not really following, you know, the quarterbacks too much. I'm more looking at the safeties and the corners and just trying to find, you know, spots that are open and maybe
sure.
What might be working for them. So, yeah, it's a little different now as you get older and you learn the game a little bit more as a student. And, no, but I fully enjoy going to Kinnick on Saturdays. I mean, there's not a better place in college football to play a football game.
And as a completely, unbiased, second opinion, I fully agree, sir. Fully agree.
Well, you know, I never played in the, you know, the SEC is down there. I'm sure they got some good stadiums. Sure, Tennessee's fun to play in. The Swamp's fun to play in, I bet. I played in a couple stadiums out there on the West Coast. But, you know, there's something about the Midwest and the fall and it's October and the weather's changing, the leaves are turning color and, the barbecues are going and it's just, it's about as good as you can get.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to play, 1 year in D3, over in Eastern Iowa. And, you know, there is something to that, just that changing of the weather. Like when you feel that first breeze and it's completely different, that crisp breeze, you're like, oh yeah. Oh,
the grass smells different. The
yep.
grass, you know, you get that grass smell and, just, yeah, the breeze and the cool air. And sometimes it gets a little overcast and, you know, it's getting darker at night. There's something special about the fall and football. And, yeah, I mean, sometimes you do miss that a little bit, but, you know, looking now how hot it's been in August and just, you know, going through training camp and 2-a-days, you know, you're just kind of like, I'm kind of glad I'm done.
Yeah. One more question about, your days, in Iowa. And I've been wondering this for years. Who was faster, you or Tavian?
That's a tough one. You know, him and I never really had a head-to-head race.
There really?
There was one race between Cedric, Tavian, and I, but we all, it was probably eight or nine of us, and it was during the winter workouts. I think it was going into my sophomore year, Tavian's redshirt sophomore year, and then Cedric's senior year. And Cedric ended up pulling up, and then it was on film, but it was close. Like, Tavian and I were pretty much neck and neck right in that. I think it was about a 40 or 60-yard dash, and it was pretty close. But I think that was one thing that we always kept in the back of our minds is who was faster, because, you know, he was incredible talent.
Yeah.
He ran past me when I was a junior in high school on a run at City High and when he was playing for Bettendorf. So if it got down to it in game, I don't know. I think Tay's special, though. Him not being a track guy, I think that kind of helped me be competitive with him.
Mm-hmm.
Being, like, pure raw speed, I think that I'd have to tip my hat to Tavian on that.
All right, well, there is a reason why you're on this podcast, and it's not just to wax nostalgic for your or my sake. This is part of a rollout of the 2010 iteration of the Iowa Touchdowns for Kids program. And that's a program that you've been working with for quite a while, right?
I was trying to support whatever type of charities and money raising kind of formats that we can bring in, because that's always something that's always needed, is these programs for children and the struggles they go through. And anytime that you've got an opportunity to lend a helping hand, and because of what I've done here, and people kind of recognize that and can help draw people to what we're doing, for sure. I mean, it makes you feel pretty good when you're helping like that. So, yeah, it's pretty special.
Yeah, and this sort of thing is nothing new, especially for you. Like I believe you have a foundation that's been working with the UIHC for years now.
Yeah. Yeah, I have the Tim Bell Foundation. We have a small little football camp every year at City High, and it's all not for profit. We every penny that's left after I pay my coaches and all the stuff that we give to our kids, it all goes over to the university, and it helps with research and also with some technology. And they got to make these kids' stays over there as comfortable as possible, because the treatments they're going through and just the time away from their family and their friends. You want them to be as much connected to that as they can. So, we try to do as much as we can to raise as much money, because, when you get over there and you see what these kids are going through and the age that they're at, and some of them, might not ever, drive a car or even go to prom. So you try to bring their life, their spirits up, and also have them experience things that they might never experience. So it's tough, though. It's hard to go over there and see these youngsters and what they're going through, because I've been so fortunate in my life. I've never had really even a death in my family on any rate. Just seeing these young kids, it gets you fired up to start giving back and to give back more and to give back every year. Because that's what I tell my young campers every day. I'm saying, you guys are out here around NFL football players. You're on an NFL schedule right now. You got the opportunity to learn things from guys that, played in college and played in the NFL. And, across the street, across the city from you, there are kids right now that are sitting in hospital rooms. They can't even get out of bed. So, you got to understand the type of opportunity you have in front of you. So, it gets me pretty fired up to be able to help do my part and make people aware of what the needs are and, be a part of programs like this.
Now, the one of the really nice things about this football team, and it's been the case for years, and usually under the press's radar unless the family wants to make an issue of it themselves, but they spend a whole lot of time at the hospital, and that sort of stems from the example that Ricky Stanzi sets. How much of a difference do you think that makes for the young guys, the kids in the hospital, to see someone like Stanzi show up, especially without, cameras around, not for publicity?
Well, I think it's great for them. I think those kids get super excited when they come over there and the players. I think Kirk does a real good job of relaying that message not just the starting quarterback, but to everybody on the team, is to get over there and do their part. I mean, they've got a great opportunity to play in some great fans, to play in one of the best stadiums in the country, and to get over there and meet those kids and just hang out with them for an hour or so, it makes their day. I mean, I was 4 or 5 years old, 6 years old, running around Iowa City, and then you run into an Iowa football player. I mean, it was like heaven, man. I mean, it was cool. You know, if you see them in the pads, you see them on TV, and you wonder what they're like, and when you actually get a chance to meet them, it just really, really makes a huge, you know, dent into your memory banks of what that experience is about, and it's great for those kids. I mean, I think that Kirk does a phenomenal job of getting those players over there to, and also, you know, it's good for those players to understand that, hey, you know, they're doing their part as well, but they're also, you know, they have an opportunity to give back and to, you know, see what's really important in life is helping each other out and creating a good teamwork network like that. And any chance that those guys get a chance to go over there and spend some time, I think they benefit from it as well, because it makes you reflect back on where you've come from and what's in front of you and where you're doing right now and how fortunate that you are. I mean, these kids come out of the gate sometimes with such a uphill battle, and you know, you look back in your life and you're like, wow, you know, I don't even know if you could deal with that. And they sit there and they smile and they laugh, and it just goes to show you, if you're in training camp or you get laid out in the field, it's really not that bad, you know, because you can always get yourself back up and get back in the huddle and reset. And,
right.
You know, some of these youngsters, they don't have that opportunity. So, I think it's a great two-way street, because being in Iowa City and being a Hawkeye, you're held to a different level than most people, and it's good to take advantage of that, because you can help people and make people feel better and comfortable and happy that they mentioned. I think it's something that each player over there should understand, that they have that ability to create that.
Is that something?
If you're a starter or a backup guy, I mean, it really doesn't matter to these kids. They just want to hang out with a Iowa football player and touch them and talk to them, and you know, ask them what it's like to go out on Kinnick and touch touchdowns and be in practice and be in the bubble. I mean, just the things that we take for granted over there when I was practicing, you know, or when they're practicing, just the things that, you know, you forget, because you got so much going on in your life. You're an older player now. You got, you know, class, and you got girlfriends and your family, and you know, you kind of forget what it's like to be a kid and just be in awe of some of the opportunities that you have in front of you. I mean, it'd be nice, you know, and that's what happens. You get back over there and you really understand that, you know, it's a pretty good position to be in when you're playing for the Hawkeyes.
Right. And that reminds me of, this is slightly off topic, but a few years ago there was a writer for ESPN who was reviewing the movie Radio. And one of the points, one of the points he was making was, in his review, was that nobody is, you know, more awed by the spectacle of athletics than handicapped people, you know, especially those who, you know, aren't able to, you know, physically compete, you know, alongside these people, and that to watch them watch sports is completely different from watching, say, you or me watch the sports, because it's a totally different experience for them, and it's something that you can't really put into words, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, I can't talk from experience of being handicapped, but I think you're right, though. I think they get intrigued by, you know, sports, and they love it, because they want to go out there and they want to play just as much as, you know, that person is. So, yeah, athletics is, you know, sometimes people give it a bad name, but athletics is such a neat dynamic, because especially team sports where everybody has to, you know, maybe not necessarily baseball, because you're kind of an individual sport, or track is kind of like individual, because when you're competing, it's kind of like you're by yourself a little bit, but, you know, football and basketball and volleyball, I mean, where you have to score points or do things interactively with your team, it's such a important aspect of life to get along with people, to make that connection, and to be successful, because it does. It takes a lot of people, a lot of coordination, and sometimes, you know, a lot of egos have to take a back seat for teams to be successful, and knowing, just learning your role and learning to you know, just to cooperate within that realm, it teaches you a lot. And that's the thing I love about sports, is that you don't have to have the greatest athletes out on the field, but if you work together as a team and you're smart and you're coachable and you're believing in what you're doing, I mean, you can do a lot. You can accomplish a lot of things. I mean, look at the Northern Iowa basketball team this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they believed that they were going to beat Kansas, and they went out there and they beat Kansas. You know, and that's just, it's an incredible feat that they had. I mean, it just goes to show you that anything's possible in athletics, and that's the neat thing about it. When you roll on that field, even if you're the top dog and, you know, in the country, if you're not ready to play, you can get beat.
Right. And the good news is that doesn't really stop at athletics. You know, the cooperation, the coordination of efforts, if there's something that you really want to go out there and accomplish, you can do it most likely, you know, with a team, with a group of like-minded individuals, regardless of what the odds are or what. And one of the prime examples of that is Iowa Touchdowns for Kids.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, everybody can get involved in this. I mean, it's $1 a touchdown. I hope we score mad touchdowns this year, which I think we got a good opportunity that. But, you know, like, that's how things happen. People have to get together. They have to collaborate. They've got to get excited. You know, there's a couple people have to lead the way a little bit, but everybody else has got to feel like they're a little bit of a leader too, because, you know, they're doing their role and they're playing their part. And it's so important when you get things done, especially in team type. I mean, basically you're talking about Touchdown for Kids is we're basically a team. We're working together to accomplish goals, to help people out. And I mean, it makes you feel good when you're part of something that's bigger than yourself, but you're playing the role to help that, you know. And this is something where a lot of people can get involved in, and we hope that a lot of people do get involved in and pledge some money, because it's going to the youngsters that need it. And you know, by the end of the day, it makes you feel pretty good that you're part of something like that.
Yeah. And with that, we'll let you go, Tim. Thank you very much for talking with us. We'll have all the information for both Iowa Touchdowns for Kids and your foundation on our website. But for those who are listening on iTunes who aren't on our website right now, what is the web address for your foundation?
Mine's the Tim Dwight, TimDwightCamp.com, or it's the TimDwightFoundation.com. I think you can get on TimDwightCamp.com. Is the main, then we have a link off of that you can get on my foundation, and you can jump on that, and it's got some facts of how much money we've raised and where it goes and how it's all built, and you know, we got some pictures of camp and all the kids running around, and you know, it's just kind of a fun little site that's nothing too extravagant, nothing too crazy, but you know, it's a good small little foundation that's trying to do their part.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thanks a lot. Best of luck to you and to iPower and everything else. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. We hope to see Iowa State weekends when I'm back, and hope to see the Hawks step out there and knock the Cyclones down and end up being 2-0, and maybe we'll see you throughout the rest of the year too. There's some really good home games this year, so I'll be back quite a bit.
That's great news. All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Yep.
You have a nice one.
Yep, you too.